الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is the second day of our tafsir session and the third day in the month of Ramadan. Today is the third. Saturday, Sunday and today Monday. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have started yesterday from surah number 21, Surah Al-Anbiya. We stopped at ayah or verse number 10. We are now progressing and going on from ayah number 11. 10 or 11? We stopped number 9? We stopped at surah number 10. We are moving with ayah number 11 because yesterday لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ ayah number 10. We read it yesterday. Let's take ayah 11 or we can retake it. Take it again.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد أنزلنا إليكم كتابا فيه ذكركم أفلا تعقلون. كم قصمنا من قرية كانت ظالمة وأنشأنا بعدها قوما آخرين. فلما أحسوا بأسنا إذا هم منها يركضون.
الله Azza wa Jal says in these verses, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Allah says, certainly we have revealed to you a book in which, that is in the book, there is your mention. What is the meaning there? Zikr here, zikr can come in the Quran and it means just mention it. That's here. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَيْ فِيهِ شَرَفُكُمْ وَرِفْعَتُكُمْ وَمَقَامُكُمْ. نعم؟ لأن كل من قرأ القرآن قرأه باللغة العربية وفي ذلك مرتبة للغته. That is the meaning. We reveal a book unto you, in it there is your mention. Okay, if for example a book is, let's say, revealed in Hausa, we'll be proud of it, correct? If a book is revealed in Yoruba, they will be proud. Oh, the book is in our language. So there is a zikr there. So zikr may come, but it means just mention, asiya. Similarly, zikr can come, it means prayer. فَسْعَوْ إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That is prayer there. Zikr comes, it means knowledge. فَسْعَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ. Proof of knowledge. Zikr comes, it means calling Allah's name. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ. This is important in the science of exegesis. You know the meaning of each and every word, where does it refer to? What does it mean? So لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Can't you reason? Can't you reason? This is a book, Quran, revealed. In the book there is your dhikr, is your mention. Because of Quran, Arabic language gets ascendancy. Because the Quran is revealed, was and is revealed in the language of Arabic. إِنَّا أَنْزَلْنَا قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا. Okay? بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍّ مُبِينٍ. This is a dhikr. That is why Arabic today is one of the languages internationally, globally recognized. We love it We cherish it because of the connection between the language and our iman. Each and every Muslim today across the globe loves Arabic. Unless this is not a serious Muslim. A true Muslim who is serious loves this because it's very beautiful. It's elegant. It's elegant and preeminent. Preeminently elegant, elegantly preeminent. So because of that, the Arabs have to mention because Quran was revealed in their language. So this is thank Allah. وَكَمْ قَسَمْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ كَانَ ظَالِمَةً نعم وَأَنْشَأْنَا بَعْدَهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ And how many is it? وَكَمْ هُنَا خَبَرِيَةً ليست استفهامية يخبرك وَكَمْ Oh how many? Oh many is it? We have shattered. We have dismembered. We have obliterated amongst the communities. كان ظالمة which was a transgressor. Okay? They were a wrongdoing people. وأنشأنا بعدها قوما آخرين. In their place, we produce other people. He tells you, Allah has the limitless power to destroy and bring back to destroy. So وكم قصمنا من قرية many, you know, a geography. Many cities we have destroyed because ظالمتن they became transgressors and وأنشأنا بعدها قوم آخرين and produced after it another people. Then Allah says فلما أحسوا بعثنا إذا هم منها يركضون فلما when أحسوا when they perceive, you know, perception to feel. Is from al-ihsas. Al-hiss is the spontaneous feeling. تقول for example, أنا أحس بالجوع. Now someone says, ناجي نوا. لا تقول أسماء الجوع. لا 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 تقول أسماء الجوع. لا. أحس. So al-ihsas is the feeling. I feel ashamed of doing things like this, for example. I feel hungry. So when they perceive, so ihsas is perception. I perceive somebody coming. أنا أحس أن بكرًا هو يأتي. طيب, when those wrongdoing people were destroyed, when they perceive our destroying power coming, إذا هم منها يركضون. They began to run away, to flee. لا تركضوا, Allah, don't run away. You can never ever escape our chastisement. You did it and you are going to be treated accordingly, appropriately. Okay? لا تركضوا, Allah says, no, do not flee. What now? You did it? اقرأ.
لا تركضوا وارجعوا إلى ما أسرفتم فيه ومساكنكم لعلكم تسألون
قالوا يا ويلنا
قالوا يا ويلنا إنا كنا ظالمين
نعم
فما زالت تلك دعواهم حتى جعلناهم حصيدا خالدين.
This is the systematic Quranic narrative. Systematic Quranic narrative concerning the nations of the old. They were busy disobeying Allah. When the time for them to be destroyed arrived, they began to run away. Just like somebody who proves arrogant, intransigent. When something approaches him beyond his power, what does he do? He looks for the way out. Out of the trouble and the quagmire. Now, فَلَمَّا أَحَسُّوا بَعْثَنَا إِذَا هُمْ مِنْهَا نعم أَيْنَ الْعَذَابِ يَرْكُضُونَ الرَّكْضُ is somebody to run away in a disarray. not organized. You say هذا الركض لا تركضوا. Allah says no. It's too late to cry when the head is cut off, as they say. لا تركضوا. Do not flee. وارجعوا إلى ما أترفتم. Come back. Return to the love that is given to you. They live luxuriant life. Women, money, flashy house, elegant ways of that. Allah says, come back to your luxuries. Are you going to run away? Come back. وَرْجُوا إِلَىٰ وَأُتْرِفْتُمْ فِيهِ وَمَسَاكِنِكُمْ And your dwellings, your homes. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْأَلُونَ Perchance you will be drilled, you will be questioned. Okay? It tells you, if you live in Allah's bounties, good health, you are economically okay, you eat good food, you wear good clothes, you ride flashy cars, you live in mansion, gorgeous houses, okay? You are well connected economically, politically, any li in the English lexicon, fear Allah. Do not look down upon people. Don't feel you are above others. You are not. Material gains do not claim somebody in the eyes of Allah. Being wealthy doesn't make you somebody in the eyes of Allah. Because Allah says in chapter number 49, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ What? عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ The base of you, in the eyes of Allah, is the base attitudinally, character-wise. Not the older, the most knowledgeable. No, for you to be somebody respected by Allah is for you to be God-conscious. That's all. Regardless of your geography, your ethnicity, your connection, your genealogical calculation or configuration, these things matter nothing in the eyes of Allah the Almighty. Am I communicating clear? Now, Allah says, لا تركضوا وارجعوا إلى ما أترفتم فيه ومساكنكم لعلكم تسألون. قالوا, they say, الله أكبر. They say, okay, who are those saying? Any idea from you? قالوا they said. Who are those saying? من القائلون؟ الكفار الذين كذبوا الآيات وركضوا لأن بعض الفعل فاعل قالوا وين الفاعل؟ الكفار أنت تقدرهم وبعد فعل فاعل فإن ذحر وإلا فضمير لستر ابن مالك after the action the actor comes Otherwise, just give the pronoun. وَبَعْدَ فِيلٍ فَائِلُ فَإِنْ ذَهَرُ وَإِلَّا فَظَمِرُ لِلْسَطَرُ قَالُوا They said vaingloriously, يَا وَيْلَنَا أُوْوُوا unto us. Because الْوَيْلُ قَالَ الْعُلَمَاءُ الْوَيْلُ وَادٍ فِي جَهَنَّمْ لَوْ صُيِّرَتْ فِيهِ عَجْبُ لِلْدُّنْيَا لَذَابَتْ مِنْ شِدَّةِ حَرَارَتِهَا ونعوذ بالله من الويل نعم قالوا يا ويلنا they said be unto us perdition upon us إنا كنا ظالمين indeed we were wrongdoers too late that is why you see you keep away from the chances of having Allah's wrath and condemnation Repentance is only important in this life. Repentance or tawbah would not benefit anybody at the point of death or after death or worse still on the day of resurrection, on the day of reckoning, on the day of revival at Qiyamah. Okay? So Allah says, فما زالت تلك دعواهم حتى جعلناهم حصيدا خامدين. And they are willing, Yawilana used to be their strive. They used to be doing this. They did not cease in it حَتَّى جَعَلْنَاهُمْ حَصِيدًا خَامِدٍ until we made them like a harvest. خَمِيد حَصِيدًا sometimes harvested. خَامِدٍ down lifeless. What is it? Because in the بَطَشَ رَبِّكَ لَشَدِيد Allah's chastisement is severe indeed. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ بَطْشِ اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ الآية التالية
وما خلقنا السماء والأرض وما بينهما لاعبين
لو أردنا
أن نتخذ لهوا لاتخذناه من لدنا إن كنا فاعلين
Next ayah
بل نقذف بالحق على الباطل فيدمغه فإذا هو زاهق ولكم الويل مما تصفون
الله The exalted says this is ayah number 17 in chapter number 21 Surah Al-Anbiya وما خلقنا السماء والأرض وما بينهما لاعبين الله أكبر Look at it. وما خلقنا السماء والأرض وما بينهما لاعبين This is ayah number, surah number 21 In surah number 38 وما بينهما باطلا ذلك من الذين كفروا In surah الصاد The same message Allah says We didn't create the heaven and earth وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا And what is between them? لَا إِذِنْ in play. In play? In spot. No. The creation of the heaven and earth and the content in between, there is hikmah behind it. There is wisdom. There is rationale. You as a human being, your color being black, there is hikmah. Somebody in Europe being white, there is hikmah. You've been created a man, not a donkey, there is hikmah. If Allah had will, He would have created a snake, an anaconda, or a big bug. But He created you in the form you are for a hikmah, so that you will know, oh, this is this, and I am where I am. By so doing, you will know the majestic power of Allah the Almighty. If only fear of Allah resides in your heart. Now, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَائِبِينَ لو شوف لو had we لو حرف الامتناء للامتناء لو أردنا أن نتخذ لهوا لاتخذناه من لدنا إن كنا فاعلين had we wished or if we had wished لاتخذناه نعم لو أردنا أن نتخذ لهوا if we had desired if we had wished okay to take a diversion لاتخذناه من لدنا would have taken it from within ourselves إن كنا فاعلين if at all we were to do so what is the meaning Allah didn't create the heaven and earth in play. If we intended the play, we will have taken it. Without even you knowing that one. But you are not created for play. But today your ministry for sports. Just to play. But is playing bad? To play with your wife? To play with your beloved kids, good-looking kids, you laugh at them, they laugh at you, you become just like their ram, they mount your back. Sukutama Landuki, according to House of Man, Either that, if not, to go out exercising your body to be physically fit, energetically active, is not bad. But the kind of play that will make you not pray, you are in the football field, you hear a salat khana, you pray. You don't come to pray in the masjid because you play, that makes haram. With chess, with cards, wasting time on television, watching things forbidden. These are the classes of play that are condemnable, reprehensible, ostracized, okay? But the kind of play that Allah wouldn't want is for you to waste your time in play. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Or do you think we created you in spot? You're not going to come back to us? No. So لو أردنا أن نتخذ لهوا لاتخذناه من لدنا إن كنا فاعلين. Next ayah. Did you read it? Did you read? بل نقذف بالحق على الباطل. بل rather or may. بل حرف الإضراب عن موضوع إلى موضوع آخر أو حرب الإضراب والانتقال. بل instead, بل rather, بل may. Instead of what you're thinking, نقذف بالحق على الباطل فيدمغه فإذا هو زاهق ولكم الويل مما تصفون. No, on the contrary, نقذف بالحق. We take the truth and dash it as the falsehood. You get it? The truth is taken to destroy the falsehood. So نقذف, we destroy. Or we dash the truth upon the falsehood. And that is correct. Somebody can come and be telling a lie against Allah. A good alim, a good scholar, gives one ayah and he destroys all his falsehoods. That is, بَلْ نَقَذِفَ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ فَيَدْمَغْهُ. We take the truth and strike the falsehood, فَيَدْمَغْهُ, it shatters it. It obliterates it. It demolishes it in totality. فَيَدْمَغْهُ فَإِذَا هُوَ زَاهِقٌ. No, it vanishes. وَلَكُمُ الْوَيْلُ مِمَّا تَصِفُونَ. Destruction be on you because of what you're describing. You see, Allah has a form. Woe unto you. You say Allah is in your pocket. Woe unto you. You say God has daughters. Woe unto you. That is why in Islam we don't even call Allah God. We don't. You know what? Because the word God, G-O-D, is deficient and is inadequate. Is deficiently inadequate, inadequately deficient. Because God, okay, in English, G-O-D, God. You can make plural out of it. You say God. Can you say Allah, Allah? هل هناك جزء لله? But in English, God, God. So the God does not give you the actual meaning of the configuration Allah. We just say it, okay, let's go. That is number one. In English, God, I'm asking you, is it masculine or feminine? Answer me. God, does this suggest masculinity or femininity? Who can answer me amongst you? Talk now, gentlemen. God, is it masculine or feminine or neuter? You say? Masculine. It's masculinity. Okay. There is then femininity. Yeah. So they say Allah has. They say God, God is. Can you say Allah has? So you can see. So the word Allah is preeminently unequal, unparalleled. So the word God is deficient, inadequate. Okay? I don't know if you're getting me. So we say Bismillah in the name of Allah. This is the name of God, we just say it. Because English language here is bereft of the actual meaning that Arabic gives you preeminence. So learning Arabic becomes something أول ما يجب على كل مسلم. تعلم اللغة العربية والنحو حتى تتمكن من فهم كتاب الله وفهم النصوص الشرعية الإسلامية. وإلا أنت مسكين من المساكين يا أخي الكريم. You become just a destitute. Destitute. So Allah Azza wa Jal, okay, has everything. I'm repeating. بل نقذف بالحق على الباطل فيدمغه فإذا هو زاهق ولكم الويل مما تصفون. One of whom I'm sitting. Did you read it? Read it.
وَلَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَلَا يَسْتَحْسِرُونَ.
وَلَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. الله أكبر. To him. وَلَهُ. This who is the ضمير of وَلَهُ. This لَهُ, ضمير of, is the pronoun belonging to Allah the Almighty. Okay, let me ask you. Is it first person pronoun, second person, or third person? Third person. Correct. If you say وَلِي, first person, I'm a talker, متكلم. وَلَكَ, second person. You are the one talked to. But one who? Ah, third person. Bamir al-Ghay. Walahu man fi samawati wal ard. The ulama call lahu al-jar wal-majroor. Lamu al-jar walhu majroor fi mahal al-jarri marfoot. Ay walillahi. Now there is one singular, there is a principle in the knowledge of us, what they call it, balagha. They say, إن تقديم ما حقه التأخير يفيد الحصر والقصر. Okay? If you present what will be delayed, it suggests what? Inclusivity. Inclusivity. وَلَهُ. It is to Allah inclusively. Okay? Everything belongs to Allah. خَلْقًا وَمُلْكًا هُوَ عَبِيدًا. خَلْقًا He created. وَمُلْكًا He possesses. وَعَبِيدًا He has to worship. لا إله إلا الله. So, وَلَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Allah belongs the content of the heaven and earth. وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ. Okay? And those near him, those with Allah, who are they? The angels. وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ. هَذِهِ الْإِنْدِيَةِ تُفِيدُ الظَّرْفِيَةِ. الْإِنْدِيَةِ عِنْدَهُ لِلظَّرْفِيَةِ. ذَوْفْ مَكَانَ وَلَّا زَمَانِ. What kind of ظَرْفْ here? وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ. Those with Allah, with him. It suggests ظرفية المكانية. The angels are with Allah. Listen to their attitude. لا يستكبرون عن عبادته. لا. This لا نافية ولا ناهية؟ This لا من نفي. Is it negating or forbidding لام؟ It's negating. It negates. They do not commit arrogance. They are not arrogant from obeying Allah and worshiping Him. وَلَا يَسْتَحْسِرُونَ And they are not tired. Because ihsar become tired. Believe it. Okay? The angels worship Allah constantly, ceaselessly, perpetually, endlessly. You pray 5 times a day. After morning prayer, you go to your business, okay? You go to school, you go to marketplace, you go to your farm. Where you come, angels not like that. They are constantly obeying Allah. Some of the angels have been created in sujood posture. They never raise their head. Their ibadah to the angels is like breathing with you. You know how you breathe? Life without breathing? Not possible. Respiratory system is a condition for your life to be there. Your longevity is characterized by the ability to do respiratory system. Okay. So the angels, ibadah to them is like the, you know, the respiratory system. Some of them, they say, Allahu Akbar, that is their life. Nothing. La ilaha illallah. So here Allah says, وَمَنْ إِنْدَهُ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَلَا يَسْتَحْسِرُونَ They don't retire. They are not tired. But you, in a working place, you retire. At the age of 60, you retire. After 30 years of service, you retire. The angels do not retire. You are retired, okay. So it tells you how wonderful the angels are. Amongst the angels, there is their captain, their chief, if you like it, chief executive officer, CEO. Who is that? Jibreel or Jibreel, Allahu Akbar. Muta'in thumma amin. There is Malakul Maut, who sniffs life out of those who are living. قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ There is Mikael, who was the content of riches, the amount of the water, the liter we're going to have in Kano, is contained by Mikael. Look at them, come! They are dutifully obedient to Allah, ceaselessly, endlessly. You and I retire to sleep, not the angel. That is the meaning. وَلَا يَسْتَحْسِرُونَ they are not tired. Because to be tired is not in their own nature. It's my nature, your nature. Because أَنَا ضَعِيف, I'm weak. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا ضَعِيفًا Come on. But the angels are not like that. Next ayah.
يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لَا يَفْتُرُونَ
يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لَا يَفْتُرُونَ This is continuation in explaining the nature of the angels and their angelic activities. يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلَ They exalt Allah. Allahu Akbar. اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ Night and day. Continuously. Is it continual or continuous? English language. Continual or continuous? Continuously. Non-stop. They exalt Allah. They sing His praises. Al-layla wa nahar la yafturun. They don't slack. They don't slacken. You know, to slack is to be dragging your feet. Okay? And a behavior not recommended. That is the angel. أَمِتَّخَذُوا
أَمِتَّخَذُوا آلِهَةً مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ هُمْ يُنْشِرُونَ
This is ayah of verse number 22 in chapter number 21. أَمِتَّخَذُوا آلِهَةً مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ هُمْ يُنْشِرُونَ Have men, Allah is asking, have men taken unto themselves other gods beside Allah? Allahu Akbar. Whom yunshurun, who can resurrect? This is kind of a $1 million question, as they say. Allah is asking, okay, have men taken unto themselves other gods beside Allah, and those gods who can resurrect? There is no any God beside Allah. After our death, who is going to resurrect us? Who is going to bring us back to life? Nobody but Allah. Nobody. If people worship demigods, manuata spirit, lions, charlatans, okay, marabouts, jinns, satanic, evil things, okay, now can they bring you back to life? Who gives you the power of breathing, the power of eating, the power of seeing, the power of hearing, the power of whatever? What is it always? They are invested in you by the master of the master, the omnipotent, the omniscient, the king of the kings, the leader of the leaders, the owner of the owners, the Alpha and the Omega. ذَلِكَ هُوَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He is the one that you owe your life to him and existence. So fear him, worship him, ask him, let him come into your life in the way and manner he desires, not according to your human whims and caprices, okay? So Allah says, أَمْ لَهُمْ آلِهَةٌ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَوْ أَمِ اتَّخَذُوا آلِهَةٌ. Let's make sure. Have they taken other gods from the earth who resurrect? No. Then Allah says in verse number 23, نعم.
لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَا فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَرْشِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ.
الله أكبر.
لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلُ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ.
لو كان فيهما آلهة إلا الله لفسدتا فسبحان الله رب العرش عما يصفون. لو كان فيهما آلهة إلا الله لفسدتا. Okay. Had there been other gods in between them, not Allah, they will have been ruined and destroyed. You get the message? لو كان في السماء والأرض آلهة إلا الله لتعطلت السماء والأرض. Oh yeah. Had there been other gods, not Allah, the heaven and earth would have been destroyed completely. Because who can mention this? Look at the sky. Have you seen any perforation? Perforation, fatur. Have you seen any patches? Now, this is the roof of the masjid. But the roof is supported by pillars. Show me the pillars supporting the sky. Show me. Now, from the city of Kano, you can travel to as far as Japan, if you care to China, without the earth saying, oh please Mr. Man, I am tired, you are marching on me. Has it been complaining? Who owns it? But human being will be on the face of the earth and commit zina and drink alcohol and kill and spill blood, committing corruption on the face of the earth. إِنَّ اللَّهَ صادق حليم غفور رحيم حنان منان. Okay, so لو كان فيهما آلهة إلا الله لفسدتا. Had there been gods in both of them, or they will have been ruined, they will have been obliterated, completely demolished. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. Let him be glorified. Rabbil Arsh, the Lord of the majestic throne, Al Arsh. Naam, Kumaisifun, from what they describe. They describe Allah with negative things, but ta'ala Allah, amma yaqulu zalimuna uluwan kabira. La yus'alu amma yaf'alu, wa hum yus'alun. He is not questioned on whatever he does. But there will be questions. You get it? You get the message? Who can tell me the meaning of this message? This ayah. لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. Who can tell me amongst you, respected brothers, the meaning of this ayah? Raise your hand if you can. Can I see your hand raised? Allah says he is not to be questioned. You are to be asked question. What is the meaning? Translation different. Explanation different. Who can tell me the meaning of the ayah? I'm afraid, no answer. Come on. You want to answer? Come on. Raise your voice. We the okay. Good. Simple. Who can say, oh God, why did you create Kano? Who is that madman? Oh Allah, why did you make me black man? You want to ask Allah? Okay, ask him. Not gonna ask her. Not gonna ask her.
No.
It's not possible. La yuf'alu amma yuf'alu. He is never ever to be drilled, to be questioned on what he does. وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. They are the ones to be questioned. We are going to be asked. لَتُسْأَلُونَ أَمَّا كُنْتُمْ تَفْضُوا. But nobody can ask. So that is why human beings cannot say why. But you will hear the unbelievers say, oh God, why me? Why you? Why you? Why should God take my pikin? Where I come born out? I don't suffer for her. Him come take him away from me. What are you saying? Come on. I'm not saying people speaking broken are behaving like, but there are some. Some who are unbelievers, who are backward. But the ayah in Surah Al-Anbiya is crystal clear. لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. Allah is never to be questioned on what he does. They are the ones to be asked. We have more time? Next ayah.
أم اتخذوا من دونه آلهة قل هاتوا برهانكم هذا ذكر من معي وذكر من قبلي بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون الحق فهم معرضون.
أم اتخذوا من دونه آلهة. Alternatively, have people taken other gods beside him? But to us, we believe La ilaha illallah. Okay? Have they taken other gods beside Allah? If that is the case, okay, قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ. Produce your evidences. Give your evidential proof that there are other gods. هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ. هذا ذكر من معي وذكر من قبلي. This is the message. This is the message for those with me. The Prophet is talking. This is the dhikr, the message for those with me. So to the believers, this is your message. Do Tawheed. Don't claim any other God. Wa dhikru man qabli, the same message belonging to those who came before. Because ad-din wahid. Islam wahid. Inna dina inda Allahil. Inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan. Wa ana rabbukum fa'abudun. In Surah Al-Anbiya here, chapter number 92 there, if you go further. Similarly, in Surah number 23, verse number 52, وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاتَّقُونَ. In Surah Al-Mu'minun, فَاتَّقُونَ أَنْبِيَا فَعَبُدُونَ. This tells you the message is one and same, indivisible. So now Allah says, هَذَا ذِكْرُ مَئِيَا وَذِكْرُ مَنْ قَبْلِيَا. بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْحَقِّ. Nay, most of them don't know the truth. فَهُمْ مُورِضُونَ. For that, they turn away. Because the ulama are saying, الْإِنسَانُ عَدُوْ مَا جَهِلُ. Yeah. الْمَرُ عَدُوْ مَا جَهِلُ. Man naturally hates what he doesn't know. So because they don't know the truth, they rebel against the Prophet. They fought them. And that is natural today. Somebody who doesn't know the Quran feels someone, he has a lukewarm attitude to the Quran. He has a lackadaisical attitude to the Quran. Because al-mar'u adu ma jahil. So when they deny Allah, they resisted Allah the Almighty. But ultimately they were shattered, destroyed. Wa na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Next ayah, if we have many time. Time is up. Allahu al-musta'an. Brothers and sisters in absentia, we're going to stop here, inshallah ta'ala. We make progress tomorrow by the leave of Allah. Tomorrow is going to be the third season. It's going to be the fourth day of the month of Ramadan. Keep this with the tafsir station here in HKTH in the city of Kano, Nigeria. Because the tafsir is broadcast globally, as we're talking right now. So we ask Allah the Almighty to accept our action, to purify our heart, to make us good believers, to be true Muslims, not only Ramadani Muslims. Some people are Ramadani Muslims. They pray in the month of Ramadan. They come to where Ramadan goes, they go away. Don't be Ramadani Muslims, but be Rabbani Muslims. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته ومثل مرة إن شاء الله تعالى بارك الله فيكم.